Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster. Father, there's a sentence we've used so many times. It's all roads lead to Rome. How'd you say that?
Omnes Romam viae perducunt.
That was the case at the time of the Romans, in the sense of the roads which we've spoken about before,
yeah,
like the Via Salaria,
the
Road of the Salt, etc. But today I'd like to speak about the maritime roads. They were great in commerce, the Romans.
Well,
they learned
from the Phoenicians.
From the
Greeks,
Phoenicians.
The Phoenicians.
Yes, not the Venetians.
The Phoenicians. They were the maritime people, and the Greeks. The Romans didn't have anything, you know. They were way, way behind. They're not maritime people.
They were lagging behind. How do you say that?
Oh, yeah. Deficiebant.
Deficiebant.
And the fact is, they had to learn all these things, and they saw, like with the Carthaginians. The Carthaginians were maritime people. And in the famous wars with Hannibal and stuff, the Carthaginians would come out with fleets of 50, 60 ships. The Romans had one or two stupid old boats. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah, the Hollywood films
and,
show us.
In the end, of course, then when Romans said, listen, friend, we better get the thing moving. Oh, it's very dramatic when we go out to Ostia, because there at Ostia, they were launching like about 30 ships a day. The Romans, when they got organized. And they were launching ships out into the Mediterranean on the Tiber River because they had to do something with the Carthaginians. Oh, the Romans didn't know anything about maritime business, nothing.
So it started as a defense system, no?
Well, yeah, certainly, they knew about commerce in the East, and the Mediterranean was full of boats anyway, ships. And but then of course the 200s there, 264, they started with the Carthaginians, and it was a matter of survival or not.
Mm.
And they did, and it was incredible. They out on the beach there, you know, Ostia out on the beach, they had benches set up, and they had people learning how to row in the sand.
How do you say row?
It was remigare. And they had a man who would keep time and stuff. The poor Romans didn't know anything.
How'd you say the Romans were practicing rowing in the sand?
Exercebant remigandi artem.
With a stopwatch?
Okay. Horologio indicativo.
Okay. You got around that.
Yeah, I got around that one. Mm. But anyway, and so the Romans were way, in everything they were way behind. But once they caught on to the things, then they were terrific. Like Pompeius, this is in the year 65 BC, they gave Pompeius permission, let's say, or authority to clear out the whole Mediterranean of pirates. The pirates came out to Ostia and were devastating the Romans out at Ostia. That's how bad that was. Talk about terrorism.
How do you say pirates?
Pirate or... Pirate is on the sea, yeah, exactly. And so what happened in 100 days, in 100 days, I think it was 3 months, Pompeius cleared the Mediterranean Sea. This is from Gibraltar out to Palestine.
How do you say that in Latin?
Of pirates. And that was it. Had them all crucified.
Had them crucified.
Well, anyway, they just demolished them. And he had permission to go into the land, like 50 miles. He'd pursue the pirates. Bing, get them all strung up. That was the end of it. But in 3 months, he cleared the Mediterranean.
Who was he?
Pompeius Magnus.
Pompeius Magnus. So can you tell me in Latin?
My arrival of Caesar.
Can you tell me in Latin? Pompeius Magnus blitzed the seas.
Blitzed.
The seas, the Mediterranean
Tam quam
sea.
Fulmine perpur gavit.
Of pirates.
Perpurgavit piratis mare medium. Perpurgavit. Well, liberavit, he freed.
And had the pirates crucified.
Well, yeah. Curavit affigendos, well, suspendendos.
That was the normal way of...
Well, yeah, it's just like normal administration, you know, the electric chair in Texas today. You know,
How would you say electric chair in Texas in Latin?
Say there's electric eye in Texia. I mean, so they had no problems there. But I'm trying to say that in 100 days, with his ships and his organization and the Roman fleet, they cleared out the whole Mediterranean from Gibraltar. You couldn't do that today.
Special thanks this week to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist, to whom I personally wish a speedy recovery. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.